faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, in the annals of Democrat lawlessness, this really takes the cake. It turns out there are people absolutely above the law. Headline, UK Daily Mail. Stunning Epstein twist as Ghislaine Maxwell, his pimp, claims 29 friends cut secret deals with the DOJ. 29 friends of Jeffrey Epstein were shielded through secret settlements by the Department of Justice. Here's how we know this. She filed a habeas corpus petition on December 17th seeking to overturn her conviction, and she actually has a pretty good legal reason. She argued that prosecutors cut deals with these Epstein associates while prosecuting her as if no such agreements existed. She said she should have been told about it so she could call them as witnesses. Now, listen to this. Maxwell says in her filing that 25 men reached undisclosed deals and another four who are co-conspirators were known to investigators but never charged. Okay, normally when the Department of Justice does something like this, say with the 25 men, there's only one reason they do it. They say, hey, look, we have reason to prosecute you, but if you, you know, turn government evidence, we'll cut a deal with you, you know, in exchange for your cooperation. And then, you know, that person's put on a stand. Well, the defense gets to, grill them. You can't do this. Cut a secret deal that does not involve prosecution and then not use them as a witness? Sounds almost identical to what they did for Hunter Biden. You know what this tells you? These are Democrats. The DOJ is completely captured. There is no way a Republican gets that deal. It simply would never happen. Meanwhile, speaking of Democrat lawlessness, in the streets of Minneapolis this weekend, we saw the endgame of abolish the police. The Democrats don't want to abolish the police at all. They want to be the police. They want to run a police state. Except their police forces won't enforce law as we know it. They'll enforce politics. These violent activists, and you should see the video. I've got it up on my X feed. I'll put some links in the sources. They've set up roadblocks inside of Minneapolis. They even have signs that say no honking. And they're telling people to proceed in an orderly fashion. And you have to open the window for them and give them your government ID. They then go and run your license plate, your government ID against the license plate database, which, by the way, is illegal for them to have. It's only supposed to be accessed by law enforcement. So they obviously have law enforcement help. People were saying you call 911 because of these roadblocks and the police don't come. The purpose of this is to identify out-of-state plates and to register them as ICE vehicles so they can be followed and harassed. Meanwhile, in Seattle, things are getting worse. The mayor, an avowed socialist, she was newly elected, just announced she's going to use the police to go after ICE. Here's what she's going to do. She's encouraging residents to report to 911 anytime they see an ICE operation. The police will then be dispatched to get in the middle of it, not to stop it, but with a mandate to get the identity of the ICE agents. In other words, ask them for their federal ID and snap a picture of their faces. That information, along with whatever, you know, they were doing, the raid, the location, is then to be passed along to city authorities and, quote, trusted groups, unquote. Folks, that's terrifying. Think about what these groups have done. Just over the weekend, two ICE buildings were breached and at least the bottom floor destroyed, both in L.A. and in Portland. These people are violent. If you look up the New York Post article, they left a security guard at a Minneapolis hotel bleeding as he and the two people who worked the front desk had to roll vending machines across the door to keep the violent mob from smashing its way in. Folks, those mobs are going to find their ways to the homes of these ICE agents, and God help whoever lives there. But in Seattle, police will now be dispatched to the scene of every ICE raid to validate the status of the federal agents and learn their identities. Meanwhile, internal documents, directions to the ICE Watch in Minneapolis make it clear that Democrats and whoever's running these operations want their people to die to create propaganda. They want martyrs. Investigative reporter Cam Higby got a hold of some of the internal documents that are shared on their Signal app. And I mean, they're not secret or anything. It's, you know, telling you what the goals are. The goal is to create flashpoints, what they call flashpoints, or moments of chaos where they can de-arrest, save illegal immigrants, or possibly resulting in the murder of a comrade, which they can then use to further their cause. And they make it expressly clear they want the flashpoints to occur. They also make it clear that they want so-called murder to occur. The exact line in here: another murder, a prolonged and escalating abduction attempt, fascist civilians escalating violently, or mass protests that spill out into an escalated confrontation with the state are all potential situations that could lead to flashpoints. And it clearly says flashpoints are the goal. That seems rather extreme, but it's actually not once you understand what's at stake. They do. That's why they're willing to die, or at least have other people in their movement die. They get it. And we just don't get it yet. They've known for a while, because they were committing census fraud for a while, what's at stake. Folks, I got to tell you what, that census report last week was exceptionally eye-opening. Now, remember, even CNN has admitted, yeah, the census has been skewed toward Democrats, and Democrats got six extra seats they weren't entitled to. And remember the history of the census. The Constitution is very clear. You use simple math. You just count the people. You don't come up with a formula that advantages Democrats and leaves Republican bodies out, and then use that as the head of, you know, the guy basically doing that for the census did. It was so bad we had to sue. Took 2 years to even get the formula, with them arguing it needed to stay secret so that it could protect people's privacy. Well, that didn't fly in court, and we were eventually able to get it. Then we won. Trump won, and we were able to throw it out. Come to find out, they do these mini censuses where they're estimating using real numbers. Yeah, well, what it showed was, in an honest census, a swing of 17 congressional seats. We gain 9, Democrats lose 8. That's a swing of 17. That's how much power has been stolen from us. And then I keep talking about this. I literally am praying about this. You should too, for discernment for the Supreme Court. Because in June, they'll rule on one of the worst things. Liberal court came up with this idea that because black people had been mistreated in the past, we needed special Democrat districts for black people because they're never Republican districts. And they twisted a section of the Voting Rights Act, which is not constitutional. It's just passed by Congress, in order to mandate the drawing of these special undeserved Democrat districts. Folks, this case is very much like abortion. This mandatory policy set in place by the Supreme Court to just draw black Democrats' districts, it's not in the Constitution. In fact, it's anti-constitutional. It goes against one man, one vote, and the idea that we will count people in the census head to head to head and award congressional districts that way. So, folks, care to guess how many seats we're talking about disappear out of the Democrat column and into the Republican one if the Supreme Court gets rid of this ridiculous ruling? Somewhere between 19 and 24. You mean they should be in Republican hands? Yes. Wait a minute. What's the total here? Get rid of the fraud, new census numbers. There's been the movement of about 5 million people out of blue areas. What does that add up to? Well, we're not a minority party, folks. They are. We should have 42 to 50 more congressional seats. Damn. Yeah, well, they get it. They understand. There's only one way past this. It's why they went to the trouble of importing a 12 million strong, 20 million if you count the visa overstays, illegal immigrant replacement voter nation. They didn't do that in a vacuum. They did it because they're looking at the same census numbers that we are. So, folks, they understand they have got to keep these illegals here any way they can, long enough to steal one more presidential election. Because what they know is there's about somewhere between 10 and 15% of Republicans in Congress who, even if we manage to maintain to retain the House and Senate, will vote with them for amnesty. They absolutely will. Well, starting yesterday, Lee, if you show up, you're one of the 47% of Americans who don't have real ID. You show up to the airport, you'll have to pay a $45 fine for declining to have a national ID, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And you'll have to go through an identity confirmation process. And they're warning, hey, that could take a while, so might want to begin that process before you get to the airport. And the Department of Homeland Security is even admitting that this harassment and fine is to achieve their goal of 100% adoption of national digital ID, because that's what this is, by 2027. We've got more than a dozen states that have already digitized this, and there's a bill in our state Senate. We'll see if it gets moved to digitize our driver's licenses. In other words, a digital driver's license will be created for you, whether you want one or not. And then for an extra fee, that you can upload it onto your phone. So this is the beginning of the Mark of the Beast. I mean, that's what does that, I mean, I hate to call it that, but it is.
I was thinking. Plus, this also sounds like what the car manufacturers are doing for optional equipment these days.
Yeah.
You got to sign up for a subscription.
Okay, so acceptable forms of identification to fly now include a U.S. passport or passport card, U.S. Department of Defense ID, Department of Homeland Security Trusted Traveler card. That's a biometric ID. A digital ID. Real ID enhanced driver's license. So that's the one with
the gold star.
Gold star.
Yes, right.
I mean, if you want to ask them, should I wear it on a band on my arm?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, who chose that? Yeah. Somebody with a sick sense of humor, I'll tell you what. Or enhanced tribal cards. They're only given out on Indian reservations. So
enhanced tribal cards.
Yeah, it's a digital ID.
Okay.
Basically. Okay, let's put this all together. So you do that. This is the irony of this. You pay your extra $45 because you're like, to heck with that. I'm not getting those things. I'm not doing that. And then you know what you do? You go and get on the plane and you sit next to the internationally wanted terrorist who's a jihadi, who's got a real ID. In other words, this whole thing is utterly and completely pointless. Remember this? Data, as I pulled this up, September 29, 2025, in a massively disturbing revelation, Democrat states such as New York and California have issued CDLs to illegals as no name given. With Republican states like Oklahoma stating they've already apprehended over 125 illegals with such IDs. And there's a picture of the ID. Almost every single one is real ID. Distributed to no name given. But I mean, they wouldn't actually give them to terrorists, would they? Yes. Yes, they would.
Of course they would.
Because remember, Lee, the incentive for this. I mean, this is the 9/11 Commission came up with this idea. And it passed in like 2005. We're finally implementing it, right? Caroline Leavitt, spokesperson for Donald Trump, tweeted this. There is a wanted jihadi by the name of, remember this guy, Akhror Bozorov?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes, Uzbek terrorist. They've wanted him for a while because he recruits for ISIS. So everybody thought Philadelphia, Pennsylvania thought it'd be a really good idea to give him a real ID driver's license, commercial driver's license. And do you know what he did with it? This would be funny if it was some other country.
Okay.
He drove a chemical truck.
Oh, great.
Chemicals in a truck. So after you pay your $45 for the privilege of not disclosing all your information to the federal government, you could literally be sitting next to a terrorist from a Democrat state who was able to get real ID and get on the plane.
Or some foreign guy that is driving an 80,000-pound vehicle full of deadly chemicals.
When he's
on the
not
interstate.
Flying. Now, the good news is Trump rolled him up and we caught him.
Okay.
But Department of Homeland Security, this is Bill Malusian, Fox News, confirms to Fox News that ICE arrested an Uzbeki illegal alien, wanted alleged terrorist, who was driving an 18-wheeler in Kansas and had been given the commercial driver's license by the state of Pennsylvania. But the craziest part about this, again, he had real ID. I don't understand. He couldn't possibly have had all the required paperwork from the government to get it. That's what's so bizarre about this, but they're giving them out.
Why don't they just go ahead and have 5-gallon cans of gasoline and hand them out to diagnosed pyromaniacs?
Yeah, why not?
It's like it's about the same thing.
Here's your ticket to board the plane and a 5-gallon thing of gas. Have a nice flight. I mean, you might as well at that point. So there's no point in doing this other than forcing us into a total surveillance society.
Well, create the issue, yep, create the problem, and then have the solution, which includes more government power.
By the way, and this just gives you an idea, they get back in power, what this is going to be like. Not only, this is Bill Malusian, Fox News, not only was Akhror Brusarov a wanted terrorist released into the country by the Biden administration, he was listed as wanted by Interpol. He was also given a commercial driver's license by Governor Shapiro's Pennsylvania. You can get on plane. And yet, I know other people, friends of mine who refuse to get real ID cannot. Terrorists can fly, not so much for Americans. Not so much for Americans, but illegal immigrants, that's fine. So there's no point in this. Here's the other crazy part. Okay, watch the other end of this and we'll see it all come together. Fox News every single day literally runs off topic polls, the app that we have, right? I mean, you can see if it hits number one, number two, number three on topic polls, it'll be on Fox News in about 10 minutes. With the exception of one story, that's not even in the top 100, but they pimp for it every single day. And it is for Congress to pass an Australian-style ban on kids 16 and under being able to use social media. And they're polling on it, and they have all the right experts, and we've got to do this. It's going to be so, like, amazing. We can't wait every single day. And then their polls, yes, 69% agree. Oh, cool. What are the details of that? Well, it's just a ban for 16 and under. Don't worry. Oh, cool. How do I prove I'm not 16 and under? Oh, everybody needs to submit a digital form of ID to be able to use the internet. Wow. So that does affect me, doesn't it? And you know what's fascinating? You know what they're using in Australia? You can submit to a facial scan so they can see what your age is, right? Like facially, recognize it. And the driver, you put your license in, right? And they basically create a virtual digital ID that is then your pass key, yeah, to get in. Proving, of course, you're not 16. Or listen to what else they're accepting. A license of some kind, like your government license, and a credit card. A credit card is a digital ID. And they will merge that information together to create a digital ID for you, proving you're not 16. So Fox News, day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. You watch them every morning, same thing. I probably do it at night. I just don't watch at night. Pushing, 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 pushing for us to have this Australian-style system, which Lee essentially is, hey, guess what? That real ID you have, yeah, you're going to need to submit that, your passport or something else in order to have a social media account. Sorry, got to prove you're not 16. Just wait. And then they got you. Then they got you. No more anonymity on the internet, which, by the way, is the number one goal of the World Economic Forum, to fight and combat what? Dis and misinformation, which is why Klaus Schwab, in his speech, what was it, last week? Was it last week or week before Davos? Included that. We need to end anonymity on the internet. Number one cheerleader for it, Fox News. So you see it all coming together, Lee. It's just, you could just see the clouds.
There's a storm a-coming.
Yeah. Do you have, by the way, do you have real ID?
No, I don't.
Yeah. So, well, for now, if you have a passport, you can use it to fly domestically. So, it's going to be $45.
I haven't flown commercially since probably the 80s.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're not worried about this?
No,
then.
I'm not really concerned. Now, I've flown privately and you know, had some flights on some, you know, commemorative air, you know, I flew on the B-17, a B-25. You know, obviously you don't have to go through TSA for that.
Yeah.
Because that was a whole special media deal. But and then, you know, been with occasionally on some other private individuals. But no, I don't have it. probably going to have to, because I feel like there's the proverbial gun to my head on this situation.
Yeah. It's going to be, especially if Democrats win, 5 minutes before you need to present that thing in order to maintain your social media accounts. That's coming. But they got to take care of the flights first so that, you know, you can have the privilege of sitting next to a terrorist alien, right? Who has real ID somehow.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.